I'm Charlie, by the way. Charlie Cannon.
Jean smiled uncomfortably, only half believing the name, and looked up at him. He had a friendly-looking, jowly face. His eyes were large, moon-like discs, slightly bloodshot. He looked relatively young, although there were already lines appearing on his forehead.
And you are?
I'm Jean Clark.
I haven't seen you here before, have I?
I was here yesterday. Well, not the cafe. I was at the theatre nearby with my sister-in-law, and they had to stop the show because of the smog, said Jean, enjoying the lie that she had been present with her brother and Phyllis.
Was it any good?
What I saw of it, the singing was very pleasant.
What was it?
La Traviata.
La what?
An opera.
Some eye tie nonsense, eh?
He said, smirking in Elmer's direction. Thing is, we got separated from my sister-in-law and she must have got lost, because she didn't come home.
Dear, dear, dear.
Elmer came over and placed a cup of black coffee in front of Jean. The surface was lined with sediment and tiny bubbles.
Do you want milk? It's only pounded, mind,
asked Elmer.
Just so you know, we're closing soon,
Elmer said, and returned to the counter.
Thank you,
Jean said, heaping two large spoonfuls of sugar into the coffee and stirring so hard that the bubbles were sent spinning into a whirlpool where they all grouped together. As she took a sip, the cafe door opened and in walked a young woman. She was dressed in a long coat and wore a brown silk scarf around her head, which made it difficult to see her clearly, but Jean could make out a heavily made-up face. She walked straight up to the counter, and Elmer gave her a set of keys. The woman went to a door at the side of the counter, opened it, and handed the keys back to Elmer. She went through the door, but was careful not to close it completely.